The government must function as a government of national unity and a government for everybody. The messages should go to our people must be positive messages that it is their country, that they must help their government to address the issues. One, we must make the people in IDP's camp be confident that the police, which are police doing the policing in Juba, or in Wau or Bantu or Malakal, is their police. They are the army there, which is protecting the nation, is for them.
The one important issue that has been very sticking between the SPLM-IO and the government was the issue of demilitarization of Juba. Are you looking into that question as well?
We must continue to demilitarize not only Juba, but all our population centers. But how do we do it? This is a process. As I'm talking to you, I have an experience. I was a young officer in the SPLM-SPLA. During the liberation time, I was given a chance of going to a refugee camp in Itang. Those days, Itang used to have 700,000 people. And it was a big the military garrison. It was a camp that, which is armed. It took us about 6 months to do the policing, to disarm people, to take away the armed soldiers away from the population centers. Yes, it is a process. It is not one day. It is not just only a paper written that people must be demilitarized and that it happened tomorrow. No, we are going to have strategies, plans, cooperation on how to implement the demilitarization of Juba. Experiences like what we are facing in Itang can also work in Juba. Juba is not only the Gale Farm garrison or the southern garrison. Every house is a garrison. There are people having house, in their houses, arms, even machine guns. To do this is a process, as I told you. It's a process that will involve the army, will involve the police, will involve also the people. And it is something which is not going to antagonize anybody. It is something that should be embraced by everybody. All of us, we have to cooperate, the people, the police, the army, and the security element, and everybody.
Your colleagues in the SPLM-IO, some of them have been speaking from Nairobi, quite vocal about the changes within the party, and especially your nomination as the country's first vice president. Now that you have been sworn in, what message do you have for them, if any?
No, the message for them is that let them come to Juba. We come and build the country and help ourselves. You know, we are not only helping President Selfa or helping anybody. It's all of us. This is our nation. Why did we liberate the country after the first of all? Why did we liberate ourselves, including New York? I think the purpose is that we have our country. To have our country, it should be all of us. You know, the problem of South Sudanese is that everybody is in a hurry. Today, who want to be the first vice president today, or who want to be president today, or the speaker of parliament today, or chief of staff today? We should be patient. First of all, let us stop cattle rustling. Let us stop this strained relationship between communities. Let us stop child abduction. Let us stop this striking poverty and hunger. Let us have confidence on ourselves and in the country. Let us reconcile ourselves. Let them just come home. I was with them in Nairobi. But I think now we have a chance of rebuilding the country. We come here. Let us discuss our issues.
During the meeting that you held in Juba with your colleagues in the SPLM-IO, I watched some video clips, and you said in the clip that you are there just to fill the vacuum. Should Dr. Riek Machar come back to Juba tomorrow, you will resign. Is that still your stand?
Yes, you know, you remember I told you from the start of this interview that I'm never by for this position. I'm only filling a vacant according to directive and dictation of my leadership. If a situation dictates itself again that Riek Machar come back to this position, I don't think it will be me to abandon to be an obstacle if that can bring peace to my country.